at the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, the second of this week's Parsha, immediately following the, not the beginning of the Parsha, immediately following the Tochacha, in Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah teaches us about Rachid, which is a word that doesn't really have a simple English translation. It certainly does not mean value. What it means is the assigned values of people based purely on gender and age as far as they relate to financial commitments to the Beis HaMikdash. Except that's hard to put, you know, art school can't write that every time the word erech appears. But the erech of a man between the ages of 20 and 60 is 50 shekel kesem shekel HaKodesh, 50 shekels. The erech of a woman of the same age, 30 shekel, is only 30 shekel. And then things take a turn when they get older. V'im ben shishim shana v'mayla, when they're over 60, im zachar v'yer chachamish asar shekel. So a man's erech is going to be 15 shekel. Ulinikeva asar shekelim, and a woman is 10 shekel. So the man goes down from 50 to 15, the woman goes down from 30 to 10. So the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak of Masech Sarachin notes this and says, "Umayshna nekeva d'chi miskana kaima atilta, umayshna zachar d'lo kai atilta." Why is it that when a woman gets older, she at least retains one third of her erech, whereas a man, when he gets older, doesn't even retain one third of his erech; he goes down by even more. Amr Chizkia Amri Yinshi, Chizkia explains, because you know what people say, Saba bebesa, pach bebesa, safta bebesa, sima bebesa. When an old man is around the house, he becomes a burden. When an older woman is around the house, an older woman is a help around the house. The Zaidi kvetches and he needs help. The bubby plays with the children and helps with the cooking and brings joy into the house. Obviously, there's such a thing as a helpful Zaidi and there's such a thing as a kvetchy bubby in the world too, but the Gemara is speaking begadol, and in generalities, you know, the man is not as helpful, and the woman, as she gets older, is still helpful. Two problems with that understanding of the Gemara on the surface level. First of all, it's true that a man's value, so to speak, drops more precipitously than the woman's, but at the end of the day, his erech is still 15 and hers is still only 10. So why does he have a higher erech than she does if he's just a pain in the neck and she is such a great source of blessing? Second of all, the Gemara seems to be against another Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beis. The Gemara says Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Talmidei Chachamim kol zman shemaskinin chachmani tosefes ben. When Talmidei Chachamim get older, they have greater chachma. Shnei Rabbi Yeshishim chachma v'orech yamim tvuna. V'amei aretz kol zman shemaskinin tipshusi tosefes ben. Amei aretz become stupider when they get older. Shnei Rabbi Yossi Sofel Le'aman v'tam zekein mikach. So apparently Talmidei Chachamim become more valuable as they got older, not less valuable. So why does Gemara and Arachan interpret the Torah to be making like a blanket statement that all older men drop precipitously in value and all become a burden? Not true. Talmidei Chachamim become even greater. Furthermore, a totally unrelated question, the first pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai talks about two things, Bechukosai Teilechu and Mitzvosai Tishmoru. So Rashi writes, "Im bechukosa telechu." What's that referring to? Yachol zekiyum mitzvos. I might think it's about mitzvos. Kshuomer vetz mitzvos say tishmoru arekiyum mitzvos amur. No, mitzvos say tishmoru skiyum mitzvos. Hamani mekayim bechukosa telechu. So what is bechukosa telechu about? Shetiyu amelim b'torah. That we should be amelim b'torah. So the phrase bechukosa telechu refers specifically to amelus b'torah. Now, I understand why you can't be referring to mitzvos, because that's mitzvos ha'tishmaru, that's the other half of the pasuk. But of all the verbs to describe somebody who's learning, why teilechu? Don't we usually say the opposite? You know, shidduch, what's this boy doing? He's sitting and learning. We don't say he's walking and learning. We don't say he's moving and learning. Teilechu means that you're moving, you're on the go. It should be in b'chukosai teishvu. Especially when we talk about amelus in Torah. How do we describe someone as a big masmid? He has zitzfleish. Zitzfleish means that he can sit. Not that he can move. That he can... I happen to be someone who, when I'm learning, I'm always walking around. I need to pace when I'm learning. So I'm a b'chukosai teilechu kind of person. But that's not the way we typically think of it. So there's something that you notice. There's a yesod that maybe answers all these questions. There's something that you notice when you watch men get older. Women have a tendency to stay active and to find ways to be productive well into old age. Men either find purpose and renewed vigor in their learning, or they just retire and start to deteriorate. I can think of so many examples in my own life of people who stay young by intensifying their learning as they get older, but I'm going to share a few examples from outside of my family. My grandfather, I could talk about forever, so we're not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about people from outside my family. Last year, when the BRS fly-in trip came to New York, they met with Rav Bezalel Radinsky. Yeah, George. They met with Rav Bezalel Radinsky. So maybe you remember, I was sent a recording. I wasn't there with them, but I was sent a recording, and Rabbi Radinsky told a phenomenal story. He said that his father was an American and he didn't know how to speak any Yiddish. So his father felt that he was somewhat handicapped in being able to connect to Gedolim, because all the Gedolim only spoke Yiddish. So the only Gadol he was able to connect to was Rav Scheinberg, because Rav Scheinberg spoke English fluently. So he wanted to make sure that his son, the young Bezalel, was not handicapped in the same way. So he sent him to a Hasidic cheder, where he absolutely did not belong, but at least he would learn how to speak Yiddish fluently. So when young Bezalel Radinsky was about 10 years old, his father told him, I want you to go knock on the door of the bungalow in the summertime of the Debreziner Dayan, not the Debreziner Rav, who's more well-known, the Debreziner Dayan, and I want you to ask him for a chavrusa. The Debreziner Dayan was 90 years old, and little Bezalel Radinsky was afraid to look at him, let alone speak with him. But he was growing up in a generation where if your parent told you to do something and you didn't want to do it, you gulped hard and you did it anyway. So the Debreziner Dayan's eyes lit up when he was asked by this young 10-year-old boy for a chavrusa. And they learned together for 3 years and they completed the entire Mishnah Berurah together. Now, how does a 90-year-old man from Debrecen connect with and change the life of a 10-year-old American boy? It's through Torah, and it's only through Torah. The Torah is what keeps him young. In yeshiva each year, around this time of year, we have a siyum for all the people who finish the yeshiva masechta. And the siyum is sponsored by and led by a REITS board member by the name of a dear friend, by the name of Joel Schreiber. Last year, Joel Schreiber made the siyum, and it doubled also as a birthday party because it was his 90th birthday. And at the Siyum, he told me he's already a few blot into Ksubas, because this year the Yeshiva Masechta is Ksubas, so he was getting ahead. He was complaining to me earlier that next year we're learning Shabbos, that's a long Masechta, how he's gonna manage to do it. Every year he learns the Yeshiva Masechta. How does a 90-year-old celebrate his birthday with a bunch of 20-year-olds? It's through Torah and only through Torah. Rabbi Reisman once told us that his father always woke up early because he was a baker, and a baker has to wake up early. So he would set his alarm for 4:30 a.m. every morning in order to go bake. When he retired, he changed his alarm to wake up even earlier. Maybe not when he retired, but when he was able to afford to hire other people to do the baking, and he didn't need to be in the bakery. He changed his alarm to wake up even earlier. He figured, if I go to bake some brownie bars and I'm willing to wake up for 4:30 a.m. to bake brownie bars, then when I'm going to go to the Beis Medrash, I should wake up even earlier to be able to go to the Beis Medrash. In fact, Rabbi Reisman said the only time he remembers hearing his parents getting into an argument was when he came into their house and his mother was yelling at his father that he's going to hurt his health by waking up so early. He needs to rest a little bit. He should not set his alarm so early. And he finally saw how much it bothered his wife, so he relented and he agreed to keep his alarm at 4:30. He just set the clock 15 minutes faster so that he'd be able to wake up earlier. But she gave up. You know, obviously she was intelligent. She knew what he was doing, but she gave up the fight. So how does somebody maintain a schedule like that in their older years? It happens through Torah. It only happens through Torah. Rabbi Reisman suggested the Gemara in Arachin, which speaks of a kvetchy old man, does not say that all old men are a burden and a nuisance. The Gemara is very precise. It says, Saba Bibesa. When the old man just hangs around the house, he just is futzing around the house all day, and he doesn't go to shul, he doesn't go to the Beis Medrash, so he deteriorates and he becomes needy. And that is why the erech of a man is still greater than that of an older woman, because if he does maintain his Torah study and increases it, he'll bring up the average significantly. Whereas if he doesn't, he's going to bring the average down significantly. There's no contradiction between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Arachin about Talmid Chacham Shemaskinin versus the Erech value. When a Talmud Chacham gets older, not even a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham means somebody who's interested in learning and growing, then he becomes even more valuable. If he wastes his time away, he deteriorates. The uniqueness of Talmud Torah is that it's a constant journey. The key is to never stagnate. If a person learns and then stops, they're going to lose everything they have. But if they keep on going and growing, if it's Teilechu, their Torah knowledge and their dedication will continue to grow exponentially. In B'chukosai, Teilechu means to be Amel B'Torah. And this is critical as we move on to different stages in life. You know, I remember when my kids got old enough that there was no longer a bath time and homework time and things like that I needed to be involved in. 2 hours of my night just opened up. So what do you do with those 2 hours? Do you say, no, I have my siddurim, and therefore, this year, my daughter, my youngest child, is graduating high school in a couple of weeks. So my house is empty now, right? What do I do with all that time? You know, what do you do when you have an empty nest? Do you fill the time with useful things? When Rav Shlomo Shvedran came to America for the first time, he davened at a particular shul for Shacharis each morning, and he came to that shul on a Sunday morning at the same time that he came every other morning. And the place was totally empty, and he didn't understand what was happening. Was there a levaya that everybody was at? What was going on? Somebody must have died. Finally, at about 7:45, the shamus of the shul shows up. And Rav Shvedran says, "Where is everybody?" And the shamus explains that on Sunday, everybody's off from work, so they daven at 8 o'clock. So at the next opportunity, he gave a drasha about how when one is off from work, you need to use that time in the Beis Medrash. You should come earlier to shul, not later to shul, when we're off from work. The point is, whether we're going to daven later minyanim Sunday or not, is that we always have to make sure, and this is largely what a number of the members of this group represent, they always have to make sure to fill in those times, the Friday morning, early morning, those times that otherwise do not have to be spent doing other things, to fill in those times with learning, with growth and learning, and then we'll find that Talmid Chacham calls man shemaskin, and we're not going to have this precipitous decline in Erech. Adarabah, Chachmasa nitosefes behem, we should be zocha to see that Mekuyam in each and every one of us. Have a great Shabbat.